Well, I said, you seen a little kid that wanted to see Christmas Day coming, ain't he? I said, yeah, I see. He said, that's just the way I was. I said, I want to see something come. He said, he was getting ready for that to get out of there. And after he had operated on, if he hadn't developed cancer of the lungs, he might have been related here. He was pretty healthy, fella. Never was. All but that kidney stone. He bought that. He passed one about as big as a cucumber. Just about as rubber. Well, it was. He told me that just coming here killing him was anything he ever did. And he said, oh, that might kill me. And he had it for years. I seen it. And so after he had this stone cut out of him in his kidney, he said, Fred, he said, I ain't got a pain in my body. But I feel good. But he said, I'm weak. But he said, I feel good. And I don't know how many times we fished a lot after that. I don't know how many times he told me, he said he didn't have nothing bothering him anymore, no pain or nothing like that. But he was a terrible man. He was much of a man what he was.
He was what?
Much of a man. Stout. He hadn't been. He got his bed out here at Piney Station, and an old man shot his right arm off.
Oh.
And of course, he is always somewhere where I oughtn't have been. So he never would talk to me about that at all. And one day, me and him was together. Something come up. He said, I'm going to leave that fella in the river some of these days. That was the man that shot him. That's all he said. I never said nothing, and he never said no more. What that fella done, he crossed the river, and Claude lived on this side of the river, and that other fella did too. But who done know that he went across the river every day? He told me, he said, I'm going to be that fella in the river. He said, I'm going to be over there whenever he rolls in close enough, that old Winchester will knock him out of that boat. But he got killed before that. He was a mean son, and they've asked him for something, I don't know what it was. But they never had a trial over him shooting Claude yet. They had him up for that, but they hadn't had no trial, but they was fixing it and wanted to. They might have been asking him for that, I don't know. But anyhow, down below here south somewhere, he had some fellow with him. I don't know what he's doing with him. Somebody told him yet. And they was running from the law. And the law right here out of Johnson County was after them. And they found them under a bridge. And they give them orders to come out. And of course you can hear everything. And the man that was with him wanted to give up, and they told this man that was with him, the other fellow did, told him, said, you give up, said, I'll kill you.